Yes, it was a hugely shocking situation for the entire community, but more directly for the residents of Churchview and the Curly Hill, who were directly impacted by the huge disruption and disturbance this has caused. But more so than that now, many are alarmed that in actual fact their lives were put in danger, that this was indeed a viable explosive device that could have killed or seriously injured. We're talking about an area that has a large number of residential elderly people there, and also young families as well. So this has put quite a huge number of local people at risk and in danger, and certainly did put their lives at risk.
In terms of the incident itself, we know police are linking it to another hijacking incident on Friday night. It does seem quite worryingly that this was a very well orchestrated plan.
I've no doubt that these sorts of activities are all carefully planned. They don't just go out and plant something like this just for the sake of it. There's careful planning that has went into this, and by all means there's clear intent to harm, seriously injure and certainly frighten the community and also the PSNI. This is an unforgivable, reckless act that has put the lives of this community, the community that I represent, the community I'm from, at risk. And there's a very clear message emerging from the public today, right across the wider Strabane area and indeed across political parties and the residents that were affected. We don't want this. We want these people off our streets. We want them gone. We don't want anything that symbolizes our past, nor do we want any vigilante running around thinking that their freedom fighters are out to achieve some form of a political agenda. There is no agenda in this. There's only a simple one, and that is to kill or seriously injure. And there's no one that supports that. This community are up outraged today by what they have heard in relation to this device, about the intentions behind where the device was placed, and also just how many people could potentially have been killed or injured as a consequence of the reckless actions of some idiot that run around with this bomb and carefully orchestrated these events, and also to the individual that had hijacked this car, which the police do believe is linked criminal activity. I do hope that the public come forward with information, because only with information can we put a stop to this sort of activity in this community. Those days are gone. They're not coming back, and no individual is going to get any support for what they're doing here.